On the American side of the busiest land crossing between the U.S. and Canada, not a wheel is turning. Traffic on the Ambassador Bridge had been stopped in both directions. Now, on the other side, from Canada to the U.S., just a trickle of trucks is allowed through. On Monday, hundreds of angry truckers disrupted North America's most bustling international commercial connector. And they say they'll keep it up until vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions are abolished on both sides of the border. In a heated exchange in Canada's parliament, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau insists Canada won't be bullied.
You can't end a pandemic with blockades. You can't end a pandemic by decreeing it. You can't even end it by legislation. You need to end it with science. You need to end it with public health measures. And even as Canadians are tired and impatient for it to end, we are going to continue to be there for them, to support them through it, and to make sure we do everything necessary to end this pandemic.
The protesting truckers say they'll continue their blockade as long as it takes. So far, police have been reticent to clear the roads.
You know, it's just domino effect, a whole bunch of stuff added up, and that's what it turned out to be. These guys, hate to say it, but pissed off.
Each day, hundreds of millions of dollars in commerce crosses the Ambassador Bridge, including 25% of Canada's total global exports. So with billions at stake, each hour and each day, the chance of a confrontation between police and protesting truckers increases. In the U.S. and in Canada, patience is wearing thin.
It will have to be resolved one way or the other. And I'm not saying that to suggest that, you know, we're going to go in with battering rams and 1,000 police officers. That may not be the solution. But there has to be a resolution to get this border crossing open so that we do not impact the economies of the United States and Canada.
As the standoff wears on, it remains to be seen whether the first to lose patience will be the protesting truckers or police. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, on the U.S.-Canadian border.